As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, we're all here. Hello, and thanks for joining us. It is a gorgeous day out there today.
Windy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I see. No, I wouldn't say particularly windy. I wonder if it's further south for you guys.
Cameron has plants. She's growing some basil and stuff, like little
that's cute.
Pretty pink pots.
Oh.
All on the floor, man. All like blowing up all the place.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, oh, that's no good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
October
sorry
is
to hear
a windy
that.
Month.
I hope that doesn't ruin the surfing for you then.
It's absolute. Why do you think I did the garage all weekend? Oh. It nuked the surf.
That's funny.
Completely nuked it.
I'm sorry. Well, and it's also bad for fires. There's so many reasons to hate the wind.
Yep.
You know, your hair's long enough to get in your mouth. You got that going for you, too.
Oh, God. I've been experiencing that.
That's a great thing.
The worst
thing
when you have chapstick or lip gloss on.
Oh, my God. I know. It just sticks. Oh, my God.
That's hot.
So annoying. It's like, right, pulling, like, ugh. And now you got, like, lipstick in your hair.
And then it becomes, like it's crusty. Ugh. God.
Yeah. It's the greatest thing about having short
hair. So do you love beefcake or what?
Yeah, are you guys in love or what? What's going on?
I don't know.
Snap. Here we go.
I think love's a little strong.
Is it?
I think so. I mean, we're still getting to know each other, so.
How much do you like him?
Well, it's been like, what, almost 2 months now?
Has it been almost 2 months?
Oh, my God.
That seems
2 months?
It seems like 2 days.
A month and a half, I think.
Oh, my God.
Somewhere around
so
there.
So you've done it for sure then?
No, we actually haven't.
Oh,
what?
Okay. I've been busy. I've been really busy, and I have a lot of my
too
plate.
Busy for the penis?
My cock blocking that relationship, too?
Yeah. Well, somebody is. I don't know what's happened there. His mom is getting in the way. I don't understand.
No, Rats, you got to be careful with that there, Coco. I'll tell you, there was a lady I liked. I liked her fine. This was before Christina, but I thought we were a good fit, and I was into her, and we had this, finally, we'd been hanging out for a month or a little more then, and we went on a date, had a great date, like really good date, one of the better dates, mm-hmm. And then we're making out in the car, and she's like, all right, I'm gonna go, and split, and as she walked up to her apartment, I went, okay, this chick's not into me, like she'll kiss me, but she's not willing to bone me. And I split. And then after that, Sarah's like, she was probably on the rag, dummy. And I was like, I don't know. All I know is she wasn't into me. That's what I was getting.
No, that's not the case. But I've just been busy. We haven't really seen each other because I have a lot on my plate right now that I don't want to say. So.
Oh, well, say it then.
No, I can't.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll tell you later.
The fuck? could you have on your plate?
A lot.
Like what? Give me one thing.
We don't have to get into it right now, but
yeah, we don't have to.
Yeah, family stuff.
Now,
oh. Bad news. Then, that's, yeah. Sorry to hear that.
Oh no,
it's all good. It's not
all good if it's bad news.
If it's
news,
bad news, family the stuff. Like the first thing I'm thinking of is the one thing.
Oh, I don't know what that one thing is, but yeah, I mean, it's not great news, but we're gonna be good or okay, hopefully. So.
Is it trouble with the neighbors?
Oh, no.
Your family.
No.
I thought
we're,
she was talking about her mom.
I know. That's neighbors. What I'm thinking, too, but I didn't want to bring that up.
Oh,
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 okay. Shit. Right.
Edit me out. Don't. Yeah. I didn't. I'm not smart enough to have gone for the neighbor crap.
I didn't pick up what she was putting down either. And then all of a sudden I did. And I went, oh, my God, let's talk about anything else. Holy shit. Have you blown him yet?
No, we haven't done anything.
Yeah. Has he seen your boobs?
No.
Oh, no. Is you haven't touching? Even sent pictures to they... each other?
Oh.
No.
He knows what they feel like, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Like what? Just like the sides? Like the sides? Or... Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, every time I come in for a hug.
But he's never honked him.
No.
Honk, honk.
Oh, jeez.
He doesn't adjust the water and then check the tap. Adjust the water and...
I didn't know that's what it was called.
What?
You adjust the water.
I love that. So
I love that. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Boy, you really know the locker room humor, don't you?
Apparently. You know, I thought that was actually a universal. It turns out.
It is universal, but we didn't know what it was called because we all do that.
It's just the test the water.
Yeah, I have no
adjust
idea.
Adjust the water, check the tap.
Wow.
Everybody knows what you're doing. So he hasn't checked the tap yet, but he has adjusted the water. Okay, that's good.
Is there any heavy petting anywhere at all?
Yeah, have you rubbed his crotch at least?
No.
Like rubbed it through
from
his...
either of you guys?
Yeah, from outside the pants.
It's very rated G, guys. Like,
oh.
Okay, right. Well, they're going to be good friends, everyone.
Yeah, he's going to be really a close confidant.
That's that.
Solid friend zone.
Is there like a plan? Have you said, hey, I'd like to bang you at some point?
No, I haven't said that.
Have you guys established anything? Like, are we an
Yeah,
item,
they've established they're going to be good friends, Bryn. It's clear.
That's what it happening. Sounds like.
All right. Well, that's okay. If the timing's wrong, the timing's wrong. That's all
I mean,
there
it's
is
not the
it.
Best right now in my life. So.
Right. Got it.
Yeah. I'll keep you posted. So
they said he's hanging for that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it sounds like he likes you. He's
Yeah.
coming back for more.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys keep on finding. Did you see him over the weekend?
No, because I was in L.A.
Oh.
Oh, right.
Oh, right, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we missed you, actually, on Friday. We actually really missed you.
I got really drunk on Thursday night.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, good for you. Did you barf?
No.
Just Bryn. Okay.
No, I didn't. Oh, I was laying up in bed. I was laying up in bed, and Bryn texted me back from the day before because I had a couple questions, and I was like, I'm up. I'm here to prep. I felt so sick that I just couldn't go back to bed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You ever think about just putting a finger down your throat? Like, have you ever been so
sick? I have.
Sick, just, like,
I have,
it.
But
I'm just gonna
I
get
just,
whatever I can out.
I can't do that, though. Like, it's might never matter with that, but I have been tempted to do that. But
sometimes once you get it started, then it's on.
Yeah.
You know? It takes a
I was just
help.
Afraid I couldn't stop if I started it. Yeah. It was fine, though. I just. Water, a lot of water, food, and
you don't get that anxiety though. You're not like, oh, what have I done?
No, I just hate my life.
Lucky.
Yeah, because you feel like shit.
Yeah, it's like my fourth.
You'll feel better later.
I felt fine like throughout the rest of the day, but so I wouldn't consider that a hangover. But I've only been hungover 3 times in my life. So
you're young. You're young yet.
No.
Your body can handle it.
Well, it's because I prep when I drink, and I didn't prep. This time.
Oh. Mm. You know, it is bad when you go on like a vacation, even on just a little mini vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're so excited to be on vacation, you really tie it on the first night, and then you're like, okay, well, I'm ruined for the rest of this vacation.
Yeah.
Okay,
and that's
you know
what happened.
I'll be drinking water and fruit juices.
She has a healthy version of prepping for
What's
drinking.
The prepping? What? How do you prep for drinking?
I guess it's. It sounds like you're probably eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Which is like most people who want to. I don't are like, okay, I'm gonna prep by not eating.
Yeah, by not eating.
No, sure all my friends, they never eat, and then they get super drunk, and they call me like the alcoholic of the group because I can keep my drinks down and I can keep drinking. I'm like, yeah, because I drink water in between drinks.
Yeah.
And I have a full.
It takes like, real discipline, though, to keep drinking the water in between.
Yeah. I just hate being sick. And then I eat before I go out. I eat burritos or whatever I can. I'm like, this is a good meal to absorb something, all that junk.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, you got
to
prep.
To absorb too much. I mean, could we just have a cookie or something? I don't want to really do. I don't want, because then you have to drink so much more.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why it takes me a while. Everybody's like so buzzed by the second. And I'm like, I'll meet you there. On my fourth?
So. I'll get there.
I'll get there.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. Knowing all the stuff at 27 or whatever you are.
27?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm old.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
I feel old. My shoulder's killing me.
What'd you do to your shoulder?
I don't know. But
bad angle and a hand job? What?
Yeah, probably.
Checking out beefcake?
Yeah. No, it's just like, it really, the past 2 days.
You're such assholes. Somebody call HR. This is ridiculous.
My shoulder!
Oh, God.
Exactly, Brynn. Just like that. Yeah, I don't know why. It's been killing me. It's worse than when I got the shot.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure. The soreness of the arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I'm in my neck.
Here's a couple emails.
All right.
They were listening to a show where we talked about you announcing that your daughter had been born. Remember, it was a week or two ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We actually got the.
It's a girl.
Yes, we got the tape of the actual announcement and stuff. I heard Vinny's big announcement live, and I'm hearing the replay of Vinny's announcement. It gave me absolute chills. Been listening since literally day one. And all the way through all the things. Still loving you guys from Montana.
It's a girl.
What is?
You know, someone wrote on my Instagram as a comment on one of the photos. They said, remember you promised it's time. It's been 35 days. Secret show. And I was like, I don't know what they're referencing.
What does that mean?
What was the poster?
I don't know.
What, did you promise us something?
He probably did, and
I honestly don't remember. Like, there are times when I want to play dumb because it suits my needs, but in this case, I'm like, I don't remember what this person, and they have little laughing with tears emojis, and so.
35 days.
What was the post of that they're commenting on?
It's just it's from the picture when I'm surfing. It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I've been getting some random comments too on my Instagram, and it has nothing to do with the post. So,
well, is it about something you've been holding out for 35 days on?
No,
I wrote back and I said I'm afraid to ask. I definitely don't remember.
I don't remember.
Well, hopefully they write back.
All right.
My interest has peaked. What did you promise us?
I don't know.
You better deliver.
I'm trying to tell you.
Whatever
I brought it
is,
up to you. You tell me. You're the one who seems to, you know, only remember the things I can't stand that you can remember.
But I don't remember, neither does Brynn. So.
Yeah.
Well, the hard part is, you know, they're referencing something that they could have just been listening to a show and just shot it off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I had a lot of comments this morning. People loved yesterday's Secret Show. They're like, oh, you didn't send me my text alert for the Secret Show. And I'm like, and they're like, oh, it was so funny. It was a good one yesterday. It was last Monday's. You reran last Monday's yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was really funny how many people commented on it.
Oh.
I don't even know what was on last Monday's. Like, oh, great, Secret Show. But I missed your alert. Like, oh, well. You need to listen a little better, Mr. or Mrs.
It's called Christopher Columbus Day. We needed to celebrate him.
Yeah. Or we just wanted a day off. It's nice to have a long weekend. We've had a couple pretty crushing weeks. Boo fucking who. V Hale rocks. More V Hales. You guys rock. Mike.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. you get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Oh, thanks.
That's
Mike.
Nice.
Yeah. When is VHL? You know, it's weird now because now that we're back in the studio, it's sort of weird. We're not having a good time to do a crossover with her. We need to get her on.
Yeah, we will. It's just, you know, when you just need to situate all the stuff, the buses and the equipment.
I know.
And stuff
it's easier
like
to do when we're at home.
Big actually. Meetings in our future. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love big meetings. So fun.
I don't think I was invited to that.
You're invited. You have to go. You're part of it. All right, here we go. This is a long one, so bear with me. Let me make it bigger because it's so much easier. There we go. Hi, radio fam. Love you guys. Don't know if you remember an old advice I sent from 2016, but it was about taking a low salary and then realizing my coworker was making three times as much as me. I do kind of remember that.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's why you don't tell anybody at work what you make. You shouldn't do that because you just don't know.
Well, you also you make your own deal. If you can't, if you accept a deal, then that's your deal. And if it doesn't matter if someone comes to you and says that they've got a better deal than you, then that's so next time you know what you need to aim for. But we all make our deals and you either be
you
cool
accepted
with it,
the job. With, right.
You know, that's, but anyway, that would have been my advice then, and it's the same now. Don't make deals you can't live with.
So now it's 5 years later. She says, fast forward, I've moved on to another company where I now make six figures with my liberal arts degree. Woohoo!
Nice.
Anyhow, now I need some friendship advice.
All right.
My best friend, let's call her Michelle, since childhood and all through school, has basically ghosted me for the past few years. Maybe she got sick of listening to you bitch about your salary. For the record, we're in our late 20s. She moved abroad, and I get that it's normal to lose touch, especially at this stage in life. But she's not on social media. She doesn't text. And on the handful of times we've emailed in the past few years, it has always been me reaching out, and she's typically taken several days to respond and barely kept the conversation going. Michelle's always been a private person, not just with me, but our whole friend group. But I feel like she's not even throwing me a bone here. About 4 years ago, I brought it up with her in person and clearly stated it saddened me that she didn't keep in touch, that I valued our friendship, and would she please reach out more? I remember it being a good conversation. She apologized and said, it'll be better, but nothing changed. Since then, we've maybe had one dinner where she came home for the holidays and a few birthday emails. Fast forward to now, when I hear that Michelle has recently moved back to the Bay Area and lives 10 minutes from me. I heard this from my mom, who is still good friends with Michelle's mom. They have a standing lunch date every month. What, if anything, should I do? Should I reach out to Michelle yet again and see if she wants to meet? Should I do nothing and assume that if she wanted to stay in touch, she would? A part of me thinks life is so short and we should say what we mean and I want our friendship back. But the other part of me is really angry that she's made zero effort to maintain our friendship, and voicing this will just scare her off even more. She can't take confrontation. Since she's basically ghosted me, it's made me totally second-guess our friendship and if we ever really were that close, or if I just remember the lighthearted times. I've tried to think of any explanation for why she wouldn't keep in touch. Everything from, I was a bitch in high school, she must hate me now, to, it's not me, she must be going through something and I shouldn't take it personally. Mm-hmm. But the latter's been harder to tell myself as the years drag on and she still hasn't reached out. Do I just accept the friendship is over? How do I move on? Help a ghosted friend.
Oh, poor girl.
Move on. I've been in that situation. It's fine. Your life will be fine without them. And you're probably going to wonder, oh, I wonder how that friendship would have been. But if she's not connecting with you and you keep on reaching out, then what's the point? You guys are two different people. That friendship that you're fantasizing about doesn't exist.
It might exist. She's probably busy. I have so many friends I've been meaning to reach out, and it's COVID, and I've got the kid, and I've got all these things that I'm doing, and it's been months, and I feel bad about it, but I still love them, and I want to. And so when they do call me and say, hey, where have you been? I go, oh, shit, I've been busy. How you doing? Then we catch up real quick, and I honestly just don't have time to see them. It's not that I'm choosing anything else over them.
Yeah, I have those friendships, too, where you just pick up the phone, you haven't talked to them in 6 months,
and you pick it right back up.
Yeah, and that's fine, but this isn't that type of friendship. It just seems like it's just done.
I'm going to say that this person is one of the needy friends. I have friends like this who actually get mad at you if you don't hold up your end of the friendship. And I find these people exhausting. And you're that, like, if every time I saw you, you were bitching about how little I see you, I wouldn't want to hang out with you either. And I'm not even trying to be harsh here. There are people who need maintenance on friendships, and there are other people who every couple of years you see each other and you pick it right back up like no time has gone by at all. You're being a needy friend. I say, let this girl alone. Don't worry about it. Hang with your other friends, unless you've driven them all away too. Like, and this fantasizing about what friendships used to be. Like, this seems a little in your head.
Things happen and people move on. People change.
Well, look, I'll take a different side just for a second. So one thing, though, that is very true, as you get older, you do have some of those friendships from your childhood or from your high school years or whatever they may be that you do cherish more than you maybe did when they were active. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of those, you know, those longful wonderings, like, I wish we could hang, and I remember, you know, things. So I get where she's coming from. She wishes they could be closer. I get that part. But really, if you're not getting any kind of, look, I'll give you an example. I have friends who hit me up, and I tell them, I'm sorry, I actually am so busy. I've got two little kids, and they're killing me. I think I'm going to die.
Right.
So, like, it comes down to, I can't get there, but I'm letting you know I appreciate you trying, and I want to hang with you, and hopefully we'll be able to make that happen soon. She's not even getting that. So the bottom line, however you want to put it in your head and feel comfortable with it, maybe she'll come around someday, maybe not. But the bottom line is, you got to stop hitting this person up. You got to leave her alone. You got to
take the hint.
You got to not. You just got to not.
Yep.
That's all.
She's got something else.
She'll
going
either
on
come
now.
For
She's
you right. or she won't. But it's that thing where the more you pursue or the tighter you grip, the worse mm-hmm. it gets.
The more you push people away.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Like, you just become a stress in that person's life. Like, oh, God, another email from so and so. I just don't have time. Or I just don't want to, you know?
Well, grown-ups have a lot of responsibilities. That's the reality of growing up. Mm-hmm. It's not as fun as being a kid. And the truth is, you when you've got a person who becomes a drag on you, it definitely becomes someone you want to avoid.
Right.
Like, fuck, if I don't have enough stuff going on today, I gotta find an excuse because this girl doesn't have enough going on.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I think you got to let this one go. And I would say, quit bothering people so much.
Well, if she was encouraging you, I would say then she's letting you know she's just busy, but mm-hmm. she's not. So right. you got to drop it.
Yeah. And Vinny does not want to hear, what did I do wrong? You know, that's not, a lot of people don't want to hear. Maybe you didn't do anything wrong. Maybe it's just, they're just in a different place. Or maybe you did do something wrong and they just don't want to tell you.
Whatever it is, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in that with friends.
No.
What did you do wrong? You're doing it now. Asking too many questions.
You're doing it right now. Yeah. It's hard,
That's
though.
That's supposed to be
really
this much
somebody.
Work.
Yeah. It's hard. Maintenance friends. Oy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nikki. Longtime listener, don't say my name. I've been with my husband 8+ years, and I need help spicing things up in the bedroom.
All right.
I used to be able to orgasm with normal P and the V sex. I have never been able to orgasm that way. Huh. It's got to be.
Wait, was that a commentary by our reader?
Yeah.
No, that was me.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Commentary from Sarah. Yeah.
Yeah, commentary from the person reading the, yes.
Right.
The writer is saying that they
The writer says that they used to mm-hmm. and now uh-huh. they can't. It was great. The past couple years hasn't been that easy to get mine. I've used a vibrator solo and can get where I need to. No kidding. Any advice on using one with a partner? I tried a couple times. It was awkward. I couldn't get out of my head. Any vibrators and positions you recommend trying? Thanks so much, Radio Fam.
Oh, okay.
Quiet ones. I'll tell you, nothing ruins the mood like.
I don't mind it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a change.
The Lilo Egg is the one.
Yeah,
that thing
one.
Works great. It's a go-to every time.
Yeah,
I am.
It looks like a little dented-in egg, like a half yeah. an egg with like a where the
it's got a plus and minus sign to turn it on and off. And the plus, you just want to peg that fucker.
Yeah, hold it until it can't go right. no more.
And then, I'm responsible for keeping it charged.
Oh,
I've just taken it upon myself. Fantastic. I keep that thing charged up.
Well, you gotta have it.
I gotta pull that out. Look, there's I. My partner can get there, P in the V, but, it's about vigorous. You really gotta, you know, what's that term? Fuck someone's brains out in order to
well,
make
you have
happen.
To be, it's got it's certain angles where you can get a little bit of action on the,
yeah.
I need the area, the button to be
yeah,
frictionated.
Stimulated. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
it just
that,
isn't gonna happen.
In this
just
case,
feels good
that can happen
but...
that way, but. If I haven't had any in a while, it's highly unlikely that I'm going to be able to go really hard long enough to make that happen without finishing myself off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I usually pace myself and throw that vibrator in, and then yeah. everybody gets where they need to go in a good, timely manner.
Right.
I can hold out till she's fully done, and then about if I don't just join her as she's finishing, I'll usually go a minute after, you know, like
right.
mm-hmm. just give it
that's
another
when I start
minute.
The really dirty talk because I'm like, well, I just got mine. How long right. is this going to go on
hurry
for?
The fuck up.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
here's a bunch
fair.
Of hot. Here's a bunch of hot words.
That's fair.
How big
I
your
mean,
cock is.
Absolutely.
But you should credit the person who held out so that you could get yours first rather
thank
than
you.
Just him getting his. But I do think that you should not be worried about pulling the vibrator out. It's actually super cool, and I can feel that too, by the way. That feels
yeah, sure.
really
yeah.
good. The positions, I like her on her back and me on my knees.
Yeah, anything that gives her access. Doggy's
or her on her
too.
Side and me nice. Behind her, like mm-hmm. the way you'd make a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually pretty good. Then she can control that over on her side of her body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm back
her
here.
On her side, you on your knees, maybe that's cool too.
Oh, that's a nice
oh yeah
one.
Yeah
yeah. I had this one that was like it was a handle, but then there was a string of the wire that would go out into a very tiny little vibrator. It was the size of a
oh like a pea.
Yeah, the size of like an eraser on a pencil.
Oh, goodness.
So I really liked that one because it was so small. And you could just like leave it there, and as you're doing it in missionary or whatever, it could. It was really strong too, like, and it was kind of loud,
oh,
but it really
oh.
attacked that area.
An attack
without oh, re- without being in the way because the egg shape is a little bit big.
It's biggish.
So you find that when you're pounding, it might kind of
you're
hurt
knocking
their,
the hand or you're
yeah,
right, sure,
or you're hurting
right.
their pelvic area.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's just my.
I can send me a link for that one. That sounds great. So you could actually just sort of like get it, kind of work it in there.
Yeah.
So it's like, there and just
uh-huh.
hanging out while
string.
You're doing
exactly.
some other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's
yeah, it was really great.
Pretty
I really
good.
Liked that one. I can't what find happened? It. Haven't
oh,
used it in a while.
Oh no!
But
someone send us a link. We need to.
Yeah,
yeah that
one. So you know, there's one that all of the chicks on those video things. It's almost like someone sent them out, and every. Cause, and I only see the ads. I never use those whatever, not OnlyFans, but
oh yeah, the
whatever the
chatterbait.
Ones. What is it?
Yeah.
What is
yeah.
chatterbait? Is that what it's called? Whatever
chat
it
girls?
Is. Anyway,
girls,
all
girls?
Of those
cam girls uh-huh. yeah.
use this same thing, and they're in ads. So I see it, and I think they must either all love that one, or they all got them for free. But it's a. Do you know what I'm talking about, Bryn?
I'm imagining one that I know of, but I'm trying to hear what you're.
It's pink, and it's got a. It's not a string because it's rubber, as the same part of the unit, but the unit actually goes in. So yeah. I'm assuming
so it's like
supposed,
a hook?
It's supposed to be a G-Shock, a G-Spot thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's got a string hanging out. So a lot of these girls are using that in conjunction with a vibrator. And I'm always like, God, that must be the one. They all seem to have that one.
And I love the ones. I'm pretty sure that it's synced up with when people give money. Because they're like, they might be masturbating or whatever.
Oh,
and you hear, ching, 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 ching. And they're like, oh. It's like, oh, shit. That's crazy. So when somebody donates $25 or whatever, it fucking gives them an explosion, a vibration. And they're like, ah. And
they're, who are these dudes just sitting on their computers giving girls money? It's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
I've never even seen, I didn't think of that. That might be why. So it's connected to the... the phone calls that they're taking or the internet,
right.
And it's all right, that makes sense. Now I understand why they all seem to have that. I'm just waiting for the ad to end so my actual video will start. So I'm exactly. You know, sometimes it's 4 seconds, sometimes it's eight, and you just gotta wait it out. But I never have done that.
Yeah.
I have a story actually about this lady on what is this called? OnlyFans, and she's great at marketing. She does this. She does a story where she says, "I've invited Jesus into my bedroom, and we have a threesome: me, my husband, and Jesus." Oh. So of course, the news shows pick her up because they want to talk to the crazy lady.
Right.
But really, she's just promoting her OnlyFans page, which I of course looked up when I saw it and went, "Oh, she's a porn star." Okay. Just doing full spread eagles and fully boning. I guess it's her husband, but OnlyFans, they do stuff there.
Apparently they do. Remember when they were all like, "We're getting rid of porn," and everyone went,
"Yeah, okay."
Why? You say, "Getting rid of yourself."
We're getting rid of you.
And then they're like, "Oh, never mind.
We take it back. We take it back. It'll be fine. Don't worry."
Anyway, I don't know. So get a little vibrator.
Yeah, and you need a little pocket rocket, something that's
not.
You can
do it on your back. It's easy.
You
just make sure he doesn't try to lay on you, because then you can't access the way you need to use it.
Right. You need access to that area.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And practice by yourself.
But, you know, guys, as they age, and this is something that I believe, like, as a young man, I was, you know, rigid, and you don't really... And then as time goes on, you start to go, yeah, let's get a vibrator in there. Yeah, touch your pussy. Let's watch you do that.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to know and hear what you know what I mean? It comes with age a little bit. So, but after you do it, you'll go, "Why did we wait?" Sheesh.
Right. Exactly. On that note, don't wait any longer, everybody. That's going to do it for us. Thank you for listening to today's Secret Show.
The end.